Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is indeed the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247, and it is wonderful to get your company. Thank you so much for joining me. We're looking at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and today we're looking at verse 10. Now, I spent 2 days going over verse 9 because it was so powerful. I just want to reiterate what it says. For you are a chosen people, you are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Let's look at verse 10 now. Verse 10 says this. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Beloved, think about this. There are many, many millions of people walking around this globe right at this very moment in time who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, who do not know the saving power of the Savior, who do not know what Jesus did for them by going to the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. These people do not know who God is. They think it's a figment of their imagination. I want you to look at something here. Many of those people who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ flock to the cinemas when there is a film, a horror film, if you will, that deals with the occult, that deals with Satan, that deals with evil, that deals with all of this dark stuff. Those people flock to the cinema to watch and enjoy that sort of stuff. So whether they like it or not, they are spiritual. Whether they like it or not, they're believing in something. But you see, beloved, Peter is saying that those people have no identity. It's as though they can go through the borders of a country and have no passport. They can be asked for their identity card and they don't have one. Why? Because they don't know who they are. How can they possibly know who they are if on one hand they love to watch dark things, they love to dabble in the occult, they love to play with Ouija boards, yet they don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? They think there is just one way, one spirituality, and it's evil, and it's dark. Yet they know light, beloved. They know light. Every single person knows light, whether they like it or not. I firmly believe that. Every single person who has been born knows what light is. Whether they want to go toward that light is entirely up to them. You see, someone who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ is living without identity. Peter is saying it quite clearly. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people, and there's your identity right there. Your identity is that you are God's people. Your identity, beloved, is that you belong to God. It's really, really difficult bringing this particular word, if you will, because people are hurting. I was talking to my business manager yesterday, and people are hurting the world over. And him and I have decided that at some stage we're going to do, on Worship Radio 247, we're going to do a talk show. It's going to last about 20 minutes or so, but we're going to sit and have a discussion about how people have been hurt in the church, about how people have been hurt by other Christians. We are convinced that most of the mugging that goes on is by other Christians, or they call themselves Christians. They bathe themselves in light. They guise themselves as being people of God, but they're not. The Bible tells us very, very, very strongly that they're going to be false prophets in the end times, and I believe we're in the end times. There are many people out there who are what we call false prophets. When I bring you a word, beloved, I don't make it up. What I do is I bring you a word and I look at Scripture, the way Scripture is written. I don't try and change it. I don't stick full stops and commas in when there's not any. I bring you the Word of God, and the Word of God today states that you have an identity. Now, you may well think that you're lost. You may well think that God doesn't care for you. You may well think that he's doing something else when he's supposed to be dealing with you. Many of you have issues. I know that. I have issues in my own life, beloved. I am not devoid of issues. But one thing I do know with all the issues that I do have is that I have an identity and that I am belonging to God. My identity is the fact that I am a person of God. I am part of the people of God. Again, Scripture says, once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. I could speak for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours about God's mercy. Suffice it to say that because I sin, and Romans 3 and verse 23 says, we all sin and fall short. Because I sin, I am supposed to die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But because of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will not die. I will have everlasting life. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. It's as simple as that. We can go on and on and on and whinge and complain and moan about our lot, about our lives. Someone was telling me this morning that they have a real problem with jealousy. That can be got rid of. Jealousy can be got rid of, beloved, if you want it to go. The big problem is, many times, oftentimes, the issues that we have, we don't want them to go. Why? Because we feel secure with those issues. But those issues can go in Jesus' name if you want them to go. Because that is not the way God wants you to live your life. He does not want you to live your life with these constant issues all the time. He does not want you to worry about finances. Why doesn't he? Because he says he comes to bring us abundant life. Beloved, that is what he has come to bring. Life in abundance. Jesus came to bring you abundant life, not a life of pain and suffering. Now here I'm not talking about physical pain and physical suffering, because sometimes God doesn't heal. I don't know why that happens. I don't know why we suffer. I don't know why we have physical pain. What I'm talking about now is spiritual pain. Many of us suffer from spiritual pain, spiritual agony, because what we need to go doesn't go. And I believe this very strongly. It doesn't go because we don't want it to go. I remember talking to a friend of mine at church many years ago, and she was in a wheelchair. I don't know what was wrong with her, but she was in a wheelchair. She was confined to a wheelchair. And I remember saying to her one day, would you like the Lord to heal you? And you know what she said to me? If I'm honest, no. And I said, oh, that's interesting. Why is that then? And she said, because I'll lose all my benefits and all the things that the government give me. I'll lose those and I'll have to go and get a job. Now, she was being honest, but many people would not say that. They would say, oh yeah, of course I want to be healed. But deep down inside, they don't want that healing. Oftentimes, beloved, we have issues in our lives and we don't want to get rid of those issues. Why? Because they're like a comfort blanket. But we can live free of all of these issues. And that's why, beloved, Peter is saying to you today, once you received no mercy, that was a possibility. When you didn't know who Jesus was, you didn't receive mercy. But today, now, you are receiving God's mercy. And all you've got to do is stretch out your hand and ask for it. It's as simple as that. It's not rocket science, beloved. It is not rocket science. I've highlighted one particular issue that I want to pray for on this program today, and that's jealousy. Someone who is overcome with jealousy. And I want you to pray with me now. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name, rid me of this jealousy in my life. And I'm going to include you too, you know that? Because you know that you have an issue that you need to get rid of. And so I'm going to say, rid me of, and I'm going to leave a gap. And I want you to put in exactly what you want God to rid you of. Okay? I'm going to do the same. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you rid me of I've done it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I give you all the glory and all the power that is due your mighty name. Amen and amen.
Come on, let's stand to our feet. We are here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to give him all the glory and all the honor that he is so worthy of. We're going to lift up our hands. The Bible says, I want men and women everywhere to lift up holy hands and praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm bursting with praise.